Well, the marine industry recognized its own today, announcing awards in five categories. The Turning the Tide 8th Annual Marine Industry Awards Gala takes place in September. Today, at the Marine Institute, Turning the Tide Chair Paul Antle and Chris Collingwood, Chair of the Home from the Sea Foundation, were there to talk about it all. So, Paul, this is the 8th anniversary. Tell me about this organization. Why do you think this is significant, and why do you do this?
Well, it's hard to believe 8 years has gone by so quickly. Listen, we have a 500-year history of living off the sea, and there's been a lot of stories over the generations of the tragedies and the successes and the innovations and the excellence, and we celebrate that. We started celebrating it 8 years ago, and it's grown every single year. Very popular. It's become now an expectation within the industry, and it's just a time to celebrate and acknowledge, which, you know, we look forward to doing every year.
Now, you've got five awards this year. We won't go through all five, but is there anything of those five? Just tell me about one or two of those that stand out for you.
Well, Leadership and Excellence, for example, is one of our flagship awards, and that's for a company that displays innovative principles, innovative technologies, environmental stewardship, how they deal with their human resource base. And this year it's OCI. I mean, they support 1,600 harvesters in rural Newfoundland, and they have 1,400 employees across their operations. It's a significant footprint, and it deserves, you know, acknowledgement. Likewise, we have a very innovative company from Labrador, from the Inuit, the Nunatsiavut government, that have used indigenous technology and innovation in developing smart ice monitoring systems that make it safer for communities to travel across the ice in the wintertime. I mean, it's an incredible piece of technology. So, again, the awards are structured for youth, for, you know, the existing operations in the business and long-term activities. The Historical Significance Award is just to recognize a lot of the stories that we sometimes forget about in Newfoundland and Labrador, and we want to remind people of. And this year, that's Heart's Content. So, it's quite a broad spectrum of acknowledgments that we give over the years.
And Mr. Collingwood, part of parcel of all this, there'll be a big awards. The gala will happen in September, but also a lot of money is raised, isn't it, for the Sealers Foundation up in Ellenston?
It's certainly a very important aspect of this awards, and we very much appreciate the support we get from the Turning Tide event. If you look at our Home from the Sea Foundation in Ellenston, it does truly mark one of the terrible parts of the history of Newfoundland marine industry, but particularly the sealing industry. And as many people know, that industry has had been maligned in many ways, and our project was to make sure people understood what an important role it was for Newfoundlanders in those days to just sustain themselves, to get through to the summer fishery. And the tragic loss is what we marked down there with the sealing tragedies in 1914. But people also have to remember that in 1914, the end of the First World War, there were so many Newfoundlanders that were lost in that war. So add them all together. We lost, you know, the population was very low then compared to today. And when you lose, you know, over 500 people, 600 people, you've lost a lot of the main people in our, you know, building the foundations of many communities in the province. So we felt it was very important to mark that occasion.
And you guys will be open soon?
We opened this past weekend.
Oh, actually. This past weekend.
Now we're looking for better weather to come, but the people are coming. And as I said, we've had tens, you know, we've had thousands of people that have gone through it and have changed their mind on the sealing fishery and a better understanding of the fishery itself. And the dangers involved with it.
It's Chris Collingwood, Chair of the Home from the Sea Foundation, and Paul Antle, Turning the Tide Chair. Now, some of the other award recipients were the Industry Lifetime Achievement Award went to Steiner Ingeset, the Award of Historical Significance, the Heart's Content Transatlantic Cable Landing, and the Next Wave Leadership Award went to Fabian Manning Jr.